Bilal ibn Rabah, Part 2 of 2, Islam's First Mujahideen, by Aisha Stacey. From the Depths of Slavery to Lofty Minarets. Bilal ibn Rabah's acceptance of Islam is a powerful story, involving slavery, conversion, torture, and rescue. It touches on aspects of racism, is a lesson in pluralism, and teaches us that piety is the only way to measure a person's worth. Bilal's story is also the story of the Adhan, or call to prayer, for Bilal was also Islam's first Mujahideen. Across the globe, one of the most poignant symbols of Islam is the melodious call to prayer. Its sublime sound rings out across cities and meadows, on beaches, in fertile fields, and in barren valleys. Once heard, the sound of the Adhan is never forgotten, and many people have entered the religion of Islam simply by hearing this soulful sound. Adhan, which means announcement, is mentioned only once in the Quran, but nevertheless, it plays an integral part in the life of a Muslim. For those born into Islam, it is often the first sound they hear. Immediately after birth, the father or any other important Muslim in the child's life holds the newborn and whispers the words of Adhan into his right ear. The time for prayer is announced 5 times per day, from lofty minarets or from watches and computers. When a Muslim hears the Adhan, preparation for prayer begins. Bilal, because of his beautiful voice, had the honor of being the first man in the world to call the Adhan and call the worshippers to prayer. O believers, when proclamation is made for prayer on the day of congregation, hasten to God's remembrance and leave business aside. That is better for you, if you did but know. Quran 62:9. In the year 622, Prophet Muhammad, Bilal, and the most fledgling Muslim community migrated to Medina. It was here that Prophet Muhammad, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, began the work of setting up the Muslim nation. Bilal was at his side whenever possible, and as one commentator said, every event in Muhammad's life was an event in the life of Bilal. It is said that Bilal was so close to Prophet Muhammad, he had the duty of waking him in the mornings. According to authentic traditions, Prophet Muhammad was concerned and anxious to find a way to summon the Muslims to prayer. He wanted something unique. It was here that Abdullah ibn Zayd, one of the companions, informed the Prophet about a dream that he had. There appeared to me in a dream a man who was wearing 2 green garments, in whose hand was a bell. I said, O slave of God, will you sell that bell? He said, What will you do with it? I said, We will call the people to prayer with it. He said, Shall I not show you something better than that? I said, Yes. He said, Say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. God is great, God is great. I testify that there is no true deity but God. I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of God. Come to prayer, come to prayer. Come to salvation, come to salvation. God is great, God is great. There is no true deity but God. The tradition continues. Prophet Muhammad listened to the description of the dream and said, This is a true dream, meaning a dream sent by God. Get Bilal and tell him what you have seen. Teach him the words so that he can give the call, because he has a beautiful voice. So I went to Bilal and told him my dream, so he gave the call to prayer. Omar ibn al-Khattab heard the call while still in his house. He rushed out, dragging his cloak behind him, saying, By the one who sent you with the truth, O messenger of God, I saw the same dream. Prophet Muhammad was pleased and said, Praise be to God. In the decade after the migration, Bilal accompanied Prophet Muhammad on all his military expeditions and had the honor of carrying Prophet Muhammad's spear. He fought in the Battle of Badr, and in the aftermath, he killed his former master, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. Bilal was also present at the Battle of Uhud and at the Battle of the Trench. Bilal's life after his conversion to Islam contained many moments of great joy. However, his finest hour must have been in 630 BCE, on an occasion regarded as one of the most hallowed moments in Islamic history. After the Muslim forces had conquered Mecca, Bilal ascended to the top of the Kaaba, the house of God, to call the believers to prayer. This was the first time the call to prayer was heard within Islam's holiest city. After the death of Prophet Muhammad, Bilal never felt the same again. A day after the Prophet's death, Bilal went to make the usual adhan for morning prayer. While giving the adhan, He broke down, and streams of tears began to roll freely down his cheeks. He managed to finish the rest of the Adhan in a low voice. After that, Bilal stopped calling the Adhan in Medina. The memories of Medina were too hard for him to live with, and he left for another place. Later, upon his visit to Medina at the behest of the Prophet Muhammad's grandsons, he agreed to give the Adhan. Old memories that lay deep down in his heart were revived, and those who had experienced the golden days with Prophet Muhammad could not hold back their tears. It is believed that Bilal died in Syria between 638 and 642 BCE. Imam al-Suyuti, in his book Tariq al-Khulafa, writes, he, that is, Bilal, died in Damascus when he was just over 60 years old. Others are of the opinion that he died in Medina. We can be sure that his eternal abode is paradise for Prophet Muhammad. May the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, called Bilal, a man of paradise.